to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. The Dog Talk Show is brought to you in part by All the Best Pet Care. Check out www.allthebestpetcare.com. See where all of their 9 locations are, providing the healthiest food, treats, and toys for your pet. We're also brought to you by Invisible Fence Northwest. InvisibleFenceNW.com. Check out their indoor and outdoor solutions for both dogs and cats. And we are here post Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show, which was last weekend. We had a great time, had a booth there, got to talk to hundreds of people, and got to meet some listeners, and also got to meet some new listeners, some future listeners. Welcome to new listeners if you're tuning in for your first time this week. We've got a great show today. I'm going to talk about some highlights, some kind of humorous highlights from the show, the dog show this weekend. And then in the second segment, we're going to talk to Brandy Algren, who is the editor of City Dog Magazine, a Seattle-based magazine that highlights life with dog in the West. And they have a new website that's up, City Dog 2.0, and there's a lot of really cool features for the community to get connected, the dog community to get connected. So she's going to kind of take me through getting my own account set up and point out some features of the website so that you can get yourself, you and your dog, set up on City Dog Magazine's new website. And that is citydogmagazine.com. And so we had some pretty, it was a really great show. I had just lots of, got to talk to so many people and share that this show is in existence now. We've been on the air for a little over 2 years. And I had a funny interaction with this woman and people who, at least vendors who have been at the show probably know who I'm talking about. But there's this special woman who attends the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show every year that I've been there anyway. And so one of the amusing things about going to these shows is to see the people who are really breed enthusiasts. So they have, their breed sweatshirt and hat and accessories and all that type of stuff. The style at dog shows is quite impressive. So there's this one woman that goes, and she's the sweet older woman, and she's pretty special, and she is a dachshund woman, and there is no question what her breed of choice is, because she has a dachshund sweatshirt with probably about 25 to 30 pins. Dachshund pins pinned to the front of her dachshund sweatshirt, a dachshund bag, dachshund earrings, dachshund watch, dachshund necklace, dachshund hat. And
I'm sensing a theme here.
She showed me each of her accessories. And she kind of tricked me the second day, because she walked in and she had her jacket, like just sort of a black windbreaker type jacket, zipped up, and she walked in, and it took me a minute to recognize who she was, because I recognized her by her pins before. So she walked in and walked up to the booth. She came both days, and on Sunday I had Leia with me in the booth, my dachshund, and so she was hanging out in her kennel, kind of propped up on the chair next to me, and this woman walked in, and she just had a nondescript black jacket on, and she sort of wandered over to the booth, and I asked her about, dogs, and if she had a dog, and she sort of stopped and said, "Oh, I'm so glad you said that," and she whipped off her jacket, and she said, "I didn't realize I still had my jacket on," and, peeled apart the two sides of the jacket to reveal all of these gleaming dachshund pins on her sweatshirt. Anyway, she got to meet Leia, so I brought Leia out. She spoke some sort of language to Leia that Leia seemed to really enjoy, a cosmic reunion of sorts. But I really always enjoy that woman every year, and she was in attendance again and actually got to meet my dachshund, so that was pretty special, I think, for Leia. She's sort of the dachshund guru. Got to watch the agility, which was, I always enjoy that a lot. I enjoy the whole show, you know, all aspects of the show. There were some really great demonstrations. I got to watch the agility. There wasn't an unfortunate incident that I suppose probably happens every once in a while. A certain breed of dog got up to run the course, and I thought to myself, ooh, this will be interesting. It's, you know, not a very common breed. And about halfway through, a little more than halfway through the course, the dog stopped and started to go to the bathroom on the right in the middle of the agility course. And I just thought, oh, that must be embarrassing for the dog and for the handler. And I felt bad for both, but I'm sure that that happens because it's pretty, you know, nerves get to you. You never know what's going to happen with dogs, but otherwise ran a beautiful run, and I really enjoy that. There was a new presentation this year from Miriam Rose, and she's with Northwest Noseworks. The website is nwnoseworks.com, and I'm going to be really looking forward to having her on the show in the near future. We haven't set a date yet, but I did talk with her briefly at the dog show, and she is holding these classes, like nose work classes, where it says it's a exciting and inclusive detection-style activity appropriate for dogs of any age, breed, size, or physical ability. And handlers of all ages and abilities. And it basically provides a, you know, an energetic and focused outlet for your dog, and, you know, allows dogs to really use their sense of smell and learn how to search for things and find things, which is what dogs are really best at of anything, is using their noses. So it's giving them a constructive outlet. It's a really fun thing for people to do with their dog. And I'm just so excited to learn more about it. I think it's a brilliant idea. And the woman who gave the presentations both days was Miriam Rose, and she's the one who is teaching these classes. You can go to nwnoseworks.com to find out more about her and her classes. But I think that they are fabulous. It's a great idea. It's about time. I am giving a seminar April 14th at All the Best Pet Care on Lake City Way. They have a bunch of locations throughout Seattle and Eastside and Edmonds, but I'm doing a effective communication with your dog seminar at their Lake City store April 14th. It's a Thursday evening, 7:30, and if you would like to register for that, you can either go to the Lake City store in person, or you can go to the website and get the contact information off that. So if you go to allthebestpetcare.com and then go down and click on the events tab, and that will bring you to all of their events that they're hosting prior to this one, which is in about a month. And you can scroll down to that event, and you'll see that there's a phone number and an email address that you can reply to reserve your spot if you'd like to go to this. This is a free seminar, and I'm going to be talking about how to effectively communicate with your dog and understanding how dogs communicate as animals. We tend to focus on talking, and dogs are not verbal. Dogs have the capacity to learn hundreds of words on average, but it's not their first language to talk with words. Dogs talk in different ways, and so it's really teaching us how to listen and communicate with them and understanding them as the dogs that they are. So I'm really looking forward to that. We've got a bunch of people signed up so far. Space is limited, so if you do want to attend that, it's a free seminar Thursday night, April 14th at the Lake City location of All the Best Pet Care, and I hope to see you there. Again, you can go to allthebestpetcare.com, go to the events page and scroll down to this event, and it'll show you some contact information you can call or email to register yourself. And so we're going to be, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Brandy Algren, who's the editor of City Dog Magazine. They have a new website that's launched. This is a Seattle-based magazine. It's a great publication. And during the show, we're going to be giving away some free copies of their winter issue. So stay tuned in, and you don't have to answer any trivia to win. You just need to call in, and We'll get your mailing information and get you out a free copy of City Dog Magazine, their winter issue. And we're going to be talking to Brandy, like I said, about their new website, which has a lot of ways for people in the local dog community to connect. It's a fun sort of social media site for dog lovers through City Dog Magazine. She's also got some really cool events coming up. So looking forward to talking to her about that. Before we go to break, though, I also want to announce one more event coming up. The Assistance Dog Club of Puget Sound is putting on a conference, Simple Solutions for Service Dog Issues. And this is a conference really for anybody who is interested in service dogs, who has a service dog, who lives with someone who has a service dog, somebody who works with service dogs. It's a really, really great, great conference put on by a really wonderful club that offers monthly support for people too. So it's put on by the Assistance Dog Club of Puget Sound, and the conference is in June. It's June 18th. It's a Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Gig Harbor. You can go to their website, which is dogsaver/adc.org, and you can get more information there about this conference, and I'm going to be announcing this ongoingly as well. I'll also post a link on the website, and a National Assistance Dog Week is in August, and we're going to be talking with the director and founder of the Assistance Dog Club of Puget Sound, Gene Hample. And we'll also be talking to Darcy Bolts, who's my partner and also owner and training director of Healing Allies, which is a service dog training program for people with mental impairments, both here local in Seattle area. And there's a lot going on for National Assistance Dog Week. I know Darcy's speaking at a couple of events, one at Edmonds Community College for Disability Awareness Week, and also the Alliance of People with Disabilities in April as well, how mental health assistance dogs help people to live independently. So we'll look forward to talking to them too. We've got a lot of great guests coming up these next several weeks. And let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Brandy Algren, editor of City Dog Magazine. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
I hear young children call me a wiener dog. Perhaps that's what I am. The Germanic term is Dachshund, and I like that. I'm thin and I'm proud. No one can make fun of me. I can slip through the bars of a prison if I were ever incarcerated, but I don't know what I would do wrong. My body yields no evil inclination. I'm a pure...
Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, we'll begin a healing experiment on the air. Recently, I've been working with a new-to-me healing tool. I've experienced and heard stories of miraculous cases. So Greg the Wand Man will join us in the studio to educate us, and I need you to call in if your animal needs healing so he can do a remote wanding. Help me find out how well this thing really works. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk. AM 1150.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Their new Edmonds store, next to the PCC Natural Market, opens in late February. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com or follow them on Facebook.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I've watched the German shepherds with their long necks, their graceful necks dipping into the toilet to drink whenever they want, to have a drink of cool water in that well. But I must
welcome
plead,
back to
I
the Dog beg, Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we are on now with Brandy Algren, editor of City Dog Magazine. Welcome, Brandy.
Thank you, Julie.
So you have a new website that you've recently launched. CityDogMagazine.com has gotten a big makeover.
It has gotten a big, big makeover. Essentially, it is a launch instead of a relaunch. About 2 weeks ago, we've been in beta testing, and now we're out, and everything should be just working great, and it's live and ready to go and ready for people to come visit.
Excellent. The website is citydogmagazine.com, and Brandy has provided us with several copies of the winter issue to give away later in the show. Thank you, Brandy. And we're going to give away that number a little bit later, so stay tuned and get your phone ready, because all you have to do is just call in and give us your mailing information. We'll get that out to you. Don't even have to answer any Dog Talk Show trivia today to win. So stay tuned for that. So I'm going to set up, now there's profiles, so tell us a little bit about how this is structured, because you're going to help me create a profile during today's show, but what is that all involved?
So essentially, with the magazine and the events that we host, we have really tried to develop a community around dogs in the Northwest. And with the site, we took that same concept. And with the site, we really want to build a community and start connecting dog lovers around the area. The site right now is specific to Seattle, but we have plans to launch Portland and San Francisco in the near future. But starting here with Seattle, because this is where we're based, this is our home, this is where we started, we've launched City Dog Seattle. And with that, we have content that's related to the area, like travel getaways, events calendar, a directory with a listing of businesses and services. And then we have what's called the City Dog Social Club. Mm-hmm. And that's where you add your profile, but also your dog's information as well. Mm-hmm. And in that area, in the City Dog Social Club, you can post events and invite people. You can join groups. We've added some of our own, but you can add yours as well. But we've added some breed-specific groups and neighborhood groups. Mm-hmm. And it's really a way to not only connect Seattle dog lovers, but narrow it down even to your neighborhood.
Oh, cool. So how do I get, it says that there's like profiles and all that. So it starts out here. It says members log in. So as a new member, would I click
on... You're going
to
want to click create an account.
Okay, so is that also join us now, that green tab, join us now, it's
yep.
free? Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so then I enter in all my information, and I get to post, I won't do this now, but I get to post... pictures of my dogs too, which is always fun.
Right. So in the social club, there's information about you, and so people can find you, and you can also invite people. You can also connect to the City Dog Social Club through your Facebook account as well, and so that makes it really easy. You just click on the Facebook button there, and you're automatically your profile set up, and your profile picture from your Facebook account is used.
Oh wow!
But what's unique to the City Dog Social Club is on your profile page, once you're all set up, you'll see a button for add your dog. Mm-hmm. So you just click that, and then you can upload your dog's a picture of your dog, and likes and dislikes. It's going to ask you a few questions, favorite things, favorite places to go, and then just a bit of a description about your pooch. And that way, people can start learning about your four-legged family members and sharing stories and pictures and everything.
Mm-hmm. So then it brings me, after I enter in my basic information, then it brings me to another page for more information about me and contact information and all that stuff. And then after
right,
that...
Right, the first page makes it just really easy. You can go in, sign in, particularly if you want to... if you want to go in and write a review of a business that we have in our directory or comment on an article, it makes it really quick and easy for you to register and go in and do that. But if you want to come back later or right then and there add more information to your profile, you can do that too.
So that's a great point about this, is that if you're looking for a business, you know, dog-related business, you know, who's a good groomer in this area, or, you know, dog walker in this area, you could actually not only look at your business directory, but even communicate with people in the area who have maybe written reviews or, you know, and kind of get more personalized, almost like a personal referral.
Exactly. We really encourage people to go in. We have the business directory itself that anyone can add a business listing to. If it's your business and you're already listed, say someone else went in and entered it, you can claim your business and we will give you access to it if you want to edit the information. There's an upgrade option that we have for featured listings.
Mm-hmm.
To really get maximum exposure on the site. But yeah, anybody can come in, add the, you know, their favorite vet, their favorite pet store, and then write a review about it and just start sharing information about what's going on around Seattle.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have a lot of events going on, too, on a regular basis. You have your mutt mixers. And you were also talking about, that maybe we can talk about after break, but you were talking about some really cool events that you're looking at, you know, like next year, that are pretty special. Do you have some details that you can share with us when we come back from break about those yet?
Sure, you bet. They're still in the works, but yeah, I'd be happy to share because it's kind of exciting.
Little teaser. Yeah, I was like, sweet, that sounds awesome. So now you guys have a blog on your website as well, and there's various topics, you know, behavior health issues. I saw an article about acupuncture,
mm-hmm.
And all sorts of stuff. Social club, the directory, and then you also have a really great travel and living section that can suggest some great dog-friendly getaways for people all along the West Coast. And we actually went to Rainier Cozy Cabins. It's also called Rainbow's End at Mount Rainier, and I actually saw their ad in a issue of City Dog Magazine, and their dog-friendly cabins right near Mount Rainier, and it was awesome. And I was
great.
I was
glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was wonderful, and I totally caught my eye in your magazine, so that was pretty great to get connected to them through that. And it's so awesome to be able to take your dogs away with you when you're going on vacation, rather than having to try to figure out who's going to watch them and then worry about them while you're gone.
Right, and that's one of the most popular features of City Dog is our travel pieces that we do. And so every issue includes a weekend getaway. We like to include a top 10, like top 10 hikes or top 10 winter getaways, top 10 wineries that are dog friendly. And so what we've done is over the years that we've collected all of this content, we've put it up on the website now that people can go to and get an idea for, you know, a trip this spring or just a quick day trip out to Woodinville. You know, mm-hmm. there's a variety of stuff on there. And then we're adding content all the time. And then we also have a wellness and behavior section as well. So if people are looking for information on health and training issues, they can go there as well and find just a variety of articles there. Mm-hmm. The one feature I really want to point out, too, it's called Dog's Eye View, and that breaks down Seattle into neighborhoods, because we're a city of neighborhoods, again, and it breaks it down by neighborhood. And so once you're at the City Dog Seattle site, you can dive even deeper into what to do, where to go with your dog in a specific neighborhood in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Now, I was looking through your issue, the winter issue, which we're going to be giving away some copies of later in the show. And you also put on, for your printed magazine, your cover dog model search.
Yes.
And you have, I don't know how many photos you have here of entries, but they're so cute at the end of the magazine. Are those posted, or how do you hold those? Do you do those through your events, your Mutt Mixer events, or do people send those in? How do you get your entries for those?
Well, in past years, we have hosted events at Seattle area events like Fremont Oktoberfest, Kirkland Uncorked, Paws Walk, et cetera. And so what we've done is we hold the event there, and people bring their dogs. We take their photo after they go up on stage, and then we pick a winner from each one of the events that we host around the area, and that's throughout the summer and fall.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we're doing it a bit differently. We're going to still do the events this summer and fall, so people can bring their dogs, take their pictures, go up on stage. Usually, there's a great MC that announces each dog. We ask them to tell us a little bit about their dog. It's really fun. We have an audience,
mm-hmm.
and so it's really fun. But we're also going to launch this month an online cover dog model search, and that will be open nationwide. And
oh,
so
wow.
We really hope to generate a lot of excitement around that and get people to upload photos of their dogs to our website.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we can begin to start sharing the photos, but then also just open it up to dogs all over the country.
And how do you choose the winner?
We are going to pick one winner from the online entries, and we're going to pick one winner from each one of the physical events that we do here in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
Then we post those winners on our website, as well as send out a ballot, and we ask people to vote for the final dog to be on the cover.
Oh, wow. That's a tough job.
And the winning dog from last year. Yeah, and that's why we put it out to vote. We don't want to pick the final dog. We want help.
Yeah.
So, and the winter issue, the current issue that's out right now, is the winning dog from last year's cover dog model search.
Oh, cool.
Yep, that's Dojo.
Cute little thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Corgi Bulldog mix.
Yeah, looks like it.
Yeah, he's cute.
All right, well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Brandy Algren, editor of City Dog Magazine. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
For me, it's like for a dog. Oh, what a feeling. Oh, what a feeling for a dog.
Looking for the perfect collar for your dog or cat, but all the stores have all the same selection? Can't find just the right bed to fit your home and your pet? Is your pup feeling chilly and wanting a coat to keep warm? Fido and Scratch is Seattle's perfectly balanced pet supply store, carrying everything you need to furnish and feed your cat or dog. They are located in Seattle's Mount Baker neighborhood, just around the corner from the new Mount Baker Light Rail Station on McClellan. For more information, contact the store at 206-588-2111 or friend Fido and Scratch on Facebook.
Let Hot Portraiture paint your dog in a stylish, abstract, realistic style. Artist Jennifer Bloom captures the personality of any canine, big or small, mutt or purebred. You can even include yourself in the painting, and you're sure to love the end result. To find out more, visit hotportraiture.net. That's H-A-U-T-E, portraiture.net. Or call Jennifer at 206-661-4538.
This is Kim Ariano. Join me on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock for Walk the Talk with Kim. We will focus on nonprofit and community organizations to strengthen our community through knowledge, leadership, and collaboration. We will challenge our listeners to walk the talk and take action to support the health and growth of our nonprofit community. You will be inspired with stories of triumph and lessons in leadership. So put on your walking shoes, grab grab your brain and let's walk the talk with Kim every Wednesday at 4 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine with over 60 years of experience will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes, and we are back with Brandy Algren, editor of City Dog Magazine, Seattle-based magazine focusing on life with dog in the West. Welcome back, Brandy.
Thank you.
So the website again is citydogmagazine.com, and we're talking about City Dog 2.0, as you like to refer it. And it's a whole new website. It's not even really a makeover. It's actually like a whole new website. So we're talking about the City Dog Social Club. You can go on there, set up your profile and with your dog's information, of course, as well as your own. Connect with people in your community, even down to people in your neighborhood. The City Dog Directory, which links you to different businesses. The blog, talking about different, topics of interest. Great resource there. Dog's Eye View section, which breaks things down by neighborhood, which is very helpful. What are the cool spots to go to in your neighborhood? Wellness, behavior, travel, and living. And the events section, and we've had you on several times in the past to tell us about upcoming events, and these are all posted on your website. This is a great section. So if you go to citydogmagazine.com, and right on their homepage, you'll see at the top tab, you'll see events all the way to the right. And so tell us about some upcoming events for dog lovers in the area, and then tell us about some of the ideas you have brewing for the future.
Right. So at the website, if you go, we've posted quite a few events for people, but if you have an upcoming event, you can also go on and post it yourself. So it's very interactive. You can invite people. You can share it with people on your Facebook page. So our event section is very, very interactive. Upcoming events, one that's coming up that's really fun is Paws Wild Night, and that's to benefit Paws. And it's a gala, auction, dinner. They have a live auction that is super fun with tons of trips and there's just a ton of different items. And usually they attract a large crowd. It's really fun and festive, and that's on April 9th mm-hmm. at the Sheraton Hotel. And you can go to paws.org to purchase tickets, but more information is on our website, too.
I just saw an April Drools adoption event. The, the words that the dog community, wasn't there a Yappy Holidays? Didn't you have that? Was that your holiday time mutt mixer?
Yappy Holidays, yeah. Mutt Mixer, Puppy Love Mutt Mixer.
Yeah, very cute. There's all sorts of events listed on here. Paws Wild Night Gala, which you just talked about. It looks like there's a Posados Night at the Mariners, which sounds fun. And then some sort of regularly occurring events, lots of stuff with Reading with Rover, a great local group, and a whole bunch of other things. And I didn't realize that this was that you could post your own events on here as well.
Yep, so that's upload an image, input all of the information, write a description, and include a website link.
Cool. So now you had mentioned, I don't know where I saw it, I think I saw it, might have been on your Facebook page, or maybe you told me about it, but you've got some exciting ideas coming up next year. So tell us about, I know there's a couple events that you've got brewing, and they sound really awesome.
Right. The event that we have that we're planning right now, so this is just a bit of a teaser. We don't have anything on our website yet about it, and we haven't opened it up to for bookings, but we are planning a 5-day, 4-night trip to New York City for Westminster.
Wow. So this is like a tour of the show?
Right. So the show is 2 days, so we'll have an extra day to tour the city. We'll probably package in a Broadway show, and then 2 days of that will be kind of a VIP tour trip behind the scenes, audience, participating in watching Westminster Dog Show.
Uh-huh. Perhaps you'll see cats on Broadway.
Cats, yes.
So this is like a package deal. You go with a group and check out Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. I think it's the biggest one in this country every year. I always miss it on television. I don't know how this happens, but I always hear about it after the fact. That would be amazing to go and actually check it out. And then now you've got something else going, sort of very, very in the idea phase, but still really exciting and something to look forward to for your summer mutt mixer.
Right. So for your listeners, if you don't know, we host a series of City Dog Mutt Mixers, and they're really fun parties that are all dog-friendly that you can bring your dog to. And the one that we're planning for this summer, we are hoping it will be a cruise on Elliott Bay, and it will be Dog Day on Elliott Bay. And so we'll definitely have more information about that soon. Regardless, we will have a summer mutt mixer, but this is what we're looking at. We hope to know in the next couple of days.
Cool. Now, you have a Facebook page, which is a great way for people to keep abreast of your events and activities and all that type of thing. And you can just search for City Dog Magazine on Facebook. And it's a great way, too, that you can actually set up your profile through your Facebook page on the website, too. CityDogMagazine.com. is the website, and we're gonna go ahead and give away some copies of the current City Dog magazine issue. So give us a call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. We have 5 copies to give away, so the first 5 callers will get a free copy of the winter issue. It's Best of the West, the best places to sit, stay, and play. Of course, all of the pictures of those entries for the cover contest. And I just don't know how you go through them all and pick them because there's so many cute ones. So again, that number is 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. Again, we're giving away some free copies of the winter issue of City Dog Magazine, the current issue. So give us a call, and the first 5 callers will get a free copy. You don't have to answer anything on air. Just give us a call and give us your mailing information. We'll get those out to you. 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. And thanks again, Brandy, for providing those for our listeners.
My pleasure.
So you were at the Seattle Dog Show this year. I saw you checking things out. I know City Dog was a sponsor of the show this year, correct?
Right, yes.
So what was your favorite part of the show?
I am a boxer fan. So of course, I was there to check out the boxers. Scout, my boxer, is the inspiration behind starting City Dog Magazine, so kind of a strong connection to them.
Yep.
That was great. And then checking out, I really enjoyed the rescue groups and the breed groups that were upstairs. I don't know if you had a chance. I know you were really busy at your booth.
Yeah.
When I passed by and just kind of gave you a wave.
Yep.
all of the rescue groups that are up there, that are the breed-specific rescue groups, they had had some dogs there that were available for adoption, information on rescue. So if someone is looking for a specific breed, just that they know that there are, you know, a ton of breed-specific groups, and there's also Seattle Purebred Rescue Group as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't get up to the rescue breed area, but I did go up there last year and the year before, and I love, you know, just cruising around in all the different breed groups. And I love that meet the breed feature that they have where you can, you know, meet different breeds, learn about different breeds, because it's really important to understand the type of breed that you're getting, you know, even if it's a mixed breed, because it's going to help you understand the drives that the dog might have, you know, what kind of needs they're going to have and how to meet their needs energetically, you know, the best way. So it's a great feature. I love the agility, and the dog dancing is always very entertaining every year. And I got to see, was there till the end of both days and got to see the best in show. And I think it was the Doberman that won on Saturday. And then I think it was the Standard Poodle that won on Sunday. But it's always exciting to watch that, too.
Yes.
So, again, City Dog Magazine's new, brand new website is up and running. You can log on, create a profile, connect with people in your area, and even check out neighborhood things. You know, areas like we live in South Seattle, so I love Seward Park. And that's, we were just there for a lovely walk, enjoying the sunshine that we had briefly. The City Dog Directory for businesses and services to help find what you need and look at reviews. And, of course, the travel and living section. So top 10 getaways and also entertainment. And I look forward to hearing more about your upcoming events in the future. You can find them citydogmagazine.com and also on Facebook. Search for City Dog Magazine. We've given away a few copies of the magazine. We do still have a couple left. So if you'd still like to get yourself a free winter issue of City Dog Magazine, give us a call, 425-373-5527, or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. Brandy, thank you so much for being back on the show. Always lovely to have you on.
Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with more of the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. This is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com. Ever feel like strangling your boss?
You little...
Or maybe you're the boss and your employees make you want to strangle yourself. Drop that noose and tune in or call in to The Boss Show, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150. Hosts Jim Hessler and Steve Motenko, co-owners of Path Forward Leadership Development, will take your calls on everything boss-related, offering deep insights with a dollop of outrageousness. The Boss Show, workplace wisdom with heart and humor. Wednesday afternoons at 5, starting February 2nd.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206 206- 248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
House dog, street dog. Dogs of the world unite. Dancing dogs.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we have a couple copies left of City Dog Magazine. We had the lines light up at first, and people, if you called in and the lines were busy, we do still have a couple copies left because Brandy gave us so many to give away. So call us 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And we'll get these last couple copies out to lucky listeners. Again, that's 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. So I wanted to, in this last little segment here, talk a little bit about Japan, because it's been, I know, on a lot of people's minds. You know, it's just hard to imagine really what's going on there. And what you don't see a lot of, or really much of at all, in the news is the pet side of this type of thing. And, you know, where you're watching the earthquake footage and the tsunami footage, that's just unreal and hard to kind of wrap your brain around. I just, you know, I really found myself thinking about the pets that were in the houses and, you know, in Japan that were affected as well, and how, you know, one of the many horrifying things about it for somebody, you know, not only potentially losing human family members, but also, you know, having something happen to your pet or forced to be separated from your pet, to me would just be pretty unbearable in that type of situation. And there's, you know, there's lots of ways that you can help support, you know, the animal efforts. You know, there's lots of different layers to this type of disaster. And one of those is, you know, is helping rescue animals and reunite people with pets and also caring for misplaced animals. And there's a vet, a local acupuncturist, Dr. Masami Seplo, and she is with the Holistic Animal Clinic, and she's actually from Japan. And she sent me a link that I've posted on the Dog Talk Show website, and it links you to Humane Society International. And I was talking with Brandy about this off-air as well, and she has a link also with some more information about how to you know, how to support the animals that and people with animals that have been affected by this disaster as well. The link on City Dog's website is from king5.com, how to help animals affected by the Japan disaster. It gives you a list of things that you can do. And like I said, I also have a link that was sent to me from a holistic vet who's from Japan who works locally here. She does acupuncture and homeopathic medicine and all that. And it really, you know, the whole thing is just so hard to swallow. And my heart really goes out to everybody over there. And, you know, another part of what they're going through is the whole sort of pet animal aspect. You know, we're connected. Darcy and I are connected with a local breeder who breeds Shiba Inus, which is a Japanese breed. They're really cute. They look like a little fox but they can be pretty feisty. But, you know, and she played a huge part in bringing this breed over to the U.S. from Japan. And, you know, I thought, oh, my gosh, I bet she knows a lot of people and a lot of dogs that, you know, were potentially lost as a result of these disasters. So it's just really, like I said, hard to kind of wrap your brain around. But there is a website posted on the Dog Talk Show website. Links you to Humane Society International. And there's an article offering advice and aid, reaching out to Japan. And then there's, you know, a tab over on the right to donate to help help the efforts. And there's probably lots of information posted about how you can help the animals specifically. Just make sure that it's a credible website. Unfortunately, during times like this, some people come up with these scams and take advantage, and you think you're donating to a cause, but you're actually not. So just kind of, you know, get a few different referrals and check the credibility of the site. So posted that again on the Dog Talk Show website, which is www.dogtalkshow.com. There's a live link to that, Humane Society International. And you can find out more information about that and how to donate and other ways that you can help. And like I said, there's also information on the City Dog Magazine Facebook page. We also have a Facebook page, The Dog Talk Show. So you can go to Facebook, become a fan of our page, and kind of keep you in the loop throughout the weeks, posting, you know, links to various guests, special coupon codes and offers from our sponsors, and sometimes just my thoughts on various things throughout the week. So that's The Dog Talk Show on Facebook. Again, we have a website, dogtalkshow.com, and all of our past shows are archived on the website. So if you've missed any of our now 106 shows, you can listen to any of them anytime from anywhere online. So you can go to dogtalkshow.com, click on the podcast page, and all of our past shows, starting from the most recent at the top all the way down to our first show way back when, you can just click on the play button and the show will automatically start playing from your computer. Very easy to listen that way. You just need speakers on your computer. And that way, too, you can read and kind of scroll through and look at the various guests that we've had, authors, directors of various organizations. I've just talked to so many wonderful people. It's been great. We're also a free download on iTunes, so you can go to the podcasts page on iTunes, and you can download us as a free audio podcast. So if you go to podcasts and search for The Dog Talk Show and look for that, you'll look for the logo, which you've probably seen. If not, you can check it out on our website, dogtalkshow.com. So just search for The Dog Talk Show on iTunes, and it'll bring you to our page, and you can download any of our shows also for free on iTunes. And then you can put it on your iPhone or iPad or whatever MP3 player you have, and perhaps listen to The Dog Talk Show as you're taking your dog for a walk. You know, we didn't mention today that today is really a wonderful day to take your dog for a walk. And I just wanted to point that out, Eric. I'm sure you've already thought of that multiple times today.
I did, because yesterday it was really coming down, and today it's not. It may be a little cloudy, a little bit gray, but
I can see some blue skies, so I'm not complaining.
At least it's dry, and it's not. You're not being blown over by the wind.
Yeah, we went for a lovely walk earlier today at Seward Park, one of our favorite haunts, and it was lovely. We have free car stickers. So they're these oval car stickers, and it's got the logo on it, which you can view on the Dog Talk Show website. Just go to dogtalkshow.com and you can see what that sticker looks like. It's the oval logo with the orange dog with a microphone in his mouth and headphones and little radio waves coming out. It's a really, really cool logo. We've got a lot. Over the years, have gotten so many consistent compliments on that logo, and we have them available as free car stickers. So if you would like to get your Dog Talk Show car sticker, and you weren't at the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show, I was handing them out for free there too, You can go to, I'm going to have them out at all the best locations. You can also email me, host@dogtalkshow.com, and just let me know you'd like a sticker or 10, and I'll mail them out to you happily for free. And they're great. You can put them on your car, water bottle, hard hat, you name it, bike. They are waterproof, and they'll pretty much go on anything. So host@dogtalkshow.com. Also, if you have a show idea or a question, perhaps, about dog training or behavior, something that you might like me to answer on air, feel free to email me there as well. My expertise is in dog training, behavior, and nutrition. And what I do when I'm not on the radio show once a week is work with people, mostly in their homes, work with people and their dogs. So if you're finding you need some professional help, whether it be just for training, basic obedience, maybe your dog's having a specific behavior issue, you can get in touch with me. You can check out my website, which is www.sensitivedog.com. So thanks again to Brandy for providing those issues of City Dog Magazine, and we'll be back next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily...